This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. They're getting less attention than they did a number of months ago, but protests against racial injustice in this country are still happening, and with them, a continued push to buy from black-owned businesses. Back in June, we talked to Rita Magaldi. She's in Draper, Utah. We asked her about what it was like to find her baklava bakery, Sheer Ambrosia it's called, on a list of black-owned businesses that people could support. Orders, of course, went way up. So 3 months later, we've gotten her back on the phone.
My business is amazing. Financially, it's night and day from where it was at the beginning of COVID. I really feel like I have a thriving business now. So for a long time, for years now, I've wanted to have pictures taken of my baklava, but I haven't been able to really afford to hire a really nice food photographer because they are not cheap. And now I can now afford to hire a photographer. So we decided to do 2 photographs a week until they were all done. I have 12 flavors and 12 months of the year. And so I thought, oh my gosh, how awesome would that be if I can turn these photographs into something more useful than just photographs themselves? Let's create a calendar. This is another way for me to make a little extra money, and I'm calling it my house fund. So hopefully that when my lease is up next June, I'll be able to move out of my rental and move into a house again. Part of the reason why I started Sheer Ambrosia, of course, it was because it's my passion, cooking and baking and making food look beautiful. But it also allowed me to be present and be there for my children and to be able to pick them up from school at 3 o'clock. You know, my kids might be older, but I want to always have a home for them to come to. And in order for me to do that, I have to work. And if that means I have to work 2 jobs, I'm going to work 2 jobs. Right now, it's continuing to raise them, make sure they're happy and healthy, and raise this 3rd child I have, which is my business. Buy my house, and then we'll see what happens after that.
That was Rita Magaldi. She's the owner of Sheer Ambrosia Bakery in Draper, Utah. Tell us your story, would you? You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.